Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Can we be real? Hello.
Hello. Hello. Okay.
That's Bags. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi. Great. Okay, so I have a story to tell you. I have to keep the names out of it to protect the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
There are children involved, innocent children.
Right.
I had some mum drinks recently and, you know, a lot of wild stories were shared, as always. One of the stories, I'm going to tell you my favourite story that was shared though. One of the mums had to go up to the school of one of the children. It was for a meeting about the behaviour of one of the children. And it's not terrible, terrible behaviour. It's just a little bit of, you know, settling in, you know.
Is it funny? Is it funny behaviour? Like, as a mum, you're like, oh, God, this is like classic, but it's also, we've got to address it.
I didn't even ask. We didn't even get to what the kid's doing. We didn't get there.
Okay.
Because she was just saying she had to go up and she had to talk to the principal.
Oh, God, okay.
About the kid. And he hadn't done anything particularly hideous. I think it was more about...
But it's at principal level. Like, it's not teacher level, it's principal.
Yeah, but you have a few of those these days.
Do you?
Yeah.
Check in
and like, how's he going? How's he feeling? Lots of emotions. Everyone's got to talk about everyone's feelings all the time these days. It's fucking torture. So there's a bit of that going on. And it wasn't just the principal. There was, you know, there's a couple of teachers and all that. And so she arrived a bit early and she was feeling a bit nervous about this get together. I must say again that the behavior of her child was not terrible. He hadn't done anything terrible. She's just a bit of an anxious person. And so she was feeling a bit nervous and she was a little bit early. So she thought to herself, I am going to go to the bathroom and have a bit of a go of my vape.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Calm down.
She's an adult. So she went into the nearest Dunnies.
At the school.
And she locked herself in a cubicle and she pulled out her little vape and she started having a suck on that.
Like a 16-year-old girl in high school. Great.
And then what happened was suddenly there was a very loud alarm.
Oh.
And it started saying words.
About vaping?
It said, vaping in bathroom C. Vaping in bathroom C.
What?
And this.
Like shaming.
This.
The VO is shaming.
Announcement went through the entire school.
Oh, my God.
Vaping in bathroom C. And it was during class time. So she was the only person in bathroom C, so she couldn't even put it on a kid.
Oh, no.
She then took her, and she'd said to the receptionist, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And the receptionist could see her walk across the paddock, you know, across
and
the area.
And then this thing started yelling out.
And then this thing started saying vaping in bathroom C. And then she had to walk out of bathroom C and walk back. And then when she got back, the receptionist just kind of looked at her and pointed towards this meeting room where the principal and everyone was then waiting for her by that stage. And the principal said to her, hi, Mrs. So-and-so, were you just vaping in the bathroom?
Oh, mate.
And so then before they could get on with the discussion about the child's behaviour,
they had to talk about the mother's behaviour.
Wow. She had to sit there and listen to
a lecture.
The lecture about why it's
vaping
so
is bad.
That you don't vape in the toilets at school.
Wow. Okay, so first of all, technology has really stepped it up at school now. So how does it know that it's not a cigarette, it's vaping?
Because it doesn't emit smoke, it emits vapor.
So it knows.
Yeah.
Kid is vaping.
They've got sensors in the bathrooms.
So basically what they've done at assembly, they've gone, all right, guys, now we know that some of you guys are vaping and we're sick of it. So what we've done now is, they've done a demonstration.
They've done a demo.
Hear this?
Right.
This
is now going to... Mr. McNamara is now going to go into bathroom C and he's going to vape.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to vape, but he's going
to
do it.
And this is what's going to happen.
To show you all what's going to happen. Because then I got home and I said to my kids, just hypothetically, what happens if someone vapes? Like, is there an alarm? They go, oh, yeah, it says vaping in like sector 7 or like it says wherever
sector
you
seven.
Are.
It's the Simpsons.
Yeah, it says vaping wherever, like they've got these sensors. And then Darlie, my daughter, she is like, God bless her. She's very, very intelligent, but she's a bit gullible. Like she will tell me the wildest shit that she's seen on TikTok and she will believe it. And Louis goes, that's not happening, Darlie. But she goes, oh, yeah. And apparently they're going to – the next thing they're going to do is install these doors on the toilets that when someone's smoking or something –
locks them in there.
No, they're going to snap to clear. Like they're going to go clear so they can see into all the toilets.
Oh,
God, you're just as bad as her.
You got your dacks around your – you're like, oh, shit.
Listen, Darlie, they can't do that. That would break a lot of privacy laws. Like that's not true. They can't do that. She goes, oh, well, that's what I heard. And I go, yeah, against many laws to put that in
of
a
course.
Children's bathroom.
Yeah, 100%.
The sensors that can sense that steam, that vapour and it's in their school and they've heard it and my friend heard it when she was sitting on the toilet.
Now, what they need to do here is send out an email to the parents as well to say, guys, there's an alarm. So when you're coming into the school, don't vape inside the toilets. Because obviously...
I suppose their argument would be, well,
don't
we
vape
assume
inside
adults won't go and vape in our toilets, but...
Well, you can't assume anything, can you?
Because it seems when you... When your girlfriend's telling you, you think, well, it seems pretty reasonable. You should be allowed to go and have a...
Well, it's a toilet.
To steal your nerves in the toilets and have a little vape because you're an adult. But then on the other hand, you think...
Those toilets aren't for adults.
And they're not for vaping. And that's kind of the point. You don't want your kid vaping in there.
Mm.
But who knew alarms were so advanced?
Yeah.
I mean, when we were kids at school, people were smoking in the dunnies and all sorts. And it took a teacher to walk in there and smell it and...
Yeah, well, this is how old I am. We used to have to, first of all, put the flag up the pole at the beginning of the day.
Yes.
And then once you've done that part of the process, if you're on flag duty, you walked over to the principal's office and you picked up a bell and rang the bell like Santa Claus, right? And let everybody know that school had begun.
Same.
Like that's 1991.
We did too.
Ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. Oh. How is that noise getting around the whole school? I don't know.
Bells are really loud. We have this like,
this
horrible
auto kind
noise.
Of,
I remember when that came in when I was in high school and we were all like, oh, what an awful noise. Can we have the bell? That noise is horrible.
Mm.
Yeah, we were the same in primary school. Our school was like 100 years old then, and I'm at school in the 80s. And then the bell was the original bell, and it was this huge thing that was hanging on a veranda, and it was some job to
yank on it. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. No, but like we had the handbell.
Oh, that's cute.
How povo was our school?
Oh,
Robina Primary.
I know, it's so cute, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, and now here we are at vape alarms that talk. That Jesus. Say someone's vaping in bathroom three.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Maybe they need to have that bell again just to walk them down the, you know how they do that in the Game of Thrones.
And then can you imagine just a 50-year-old woman sitting there in the principal's office getting the lecture about why it's important, and they went full on.
They didn't go, look, we get it.
Yeah.
Because we do it too.
Yeah.
But we know where the switch is, and we switch it off and then go for a vape.
It was no laughing matter. We were like, surely they laughed it off. No.
Principals really have to follow through with their principal vibes, don't they?
Yeah, they even gave her the lecture about what vaping does to your lungs.
Oh, what?
They gave her the full treatment.
How long did this go for?
She was 13. That was
like a presentation.
Yeah, that was she got a 10-minute do-over about that before she got in trouble about her kid. She got in trouble for vaping, and then they got into her about her kid.
Did they get the projector that they used to put, like, those clear pieces
overhead
of...
Overhead projector.
Yeah, and then they start showing you all of the different demonstrations. The overhead projector.
There's nothing worse than getting in trouble for someone else's shit. It's like, I suppose, I was going to say, it's like when you take your dog to the vet and it's got fleas and you get in so much trouble, but I suppose that is your fault if your dog's got fleas. But, you know, you get in so much trouble.
Sorry, don't all dogs have fleas?
No, mate, no. Oh, okay. Same thing. When I was a kid, dogs had fleas. That was just life. No.
What do they do now? No dogs have fleas.
No.
Are you serious?
Oh my
no
God.
Dogs have fleas.
You take your dog to the vet.
I feel like I've got fleas.
No, I know, right? You take your dog to the vet now for its annual checkup, whatever. They find a flea, you're fucked.
Really?
Oh my
what
God.
What do they do? They shame you.
They shame you. They're like,
your dog's got fleas.
I'm so sorry. Oh dear. I'm so sorry to tell you this, but Jacko, look, we found a flea. Now, it is the time of year, obviously. We have had a wet summer. I mean, I don't know. Do you use a calendar or how do you track your flea treatment? Like do you have it in your phone?
I don't have any animals, but how often are you washing your dog?
See, now you're doing it.
Because I remember washing our dog once a month, right?
Right.
And sometimes if it was lucky and Dad got a bonus at work, it would go to the Hydro Bath.
Oh, wow.
You know the thing where they blow them in there?
So everyone gets something. The kids get Maccas and the dog gets a
Hydro Bath. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I can't wash Jacko.
So it's never been washed?
No, he has been, but it's so rare. I'll tell you why. He hates the smell of shampoo.
I get that.
He gets so furious because he takes his own smell very seriously.
His oils. Jacko and I are quite similar.
Yeah. He's a very masculine guy. He's very proud. He's very, very strong personality. And so when he gets bathed and you wash away everything he has worked on and you replace it with some flowery fucking shampoo-y smell,
he feels vulnerable.
So angry.
Yeah.
Firstly, he won't look at me or speak to me for at least a day.
This is me.
He might nip me. He might genuinely nip at me.
Yeah.
And you know what? The next thing he'll do, the next time he goes for a walk, he will roll in something so disgusting.
If he
can find shit, he will roll in it. If he can find a dead rat, he will roll in it.
Yep. I don't shampoo my hair. And the reason why is because if I shampoo my hair now with the hairs that I have left, it looks thinner.
Yep.
So the actual dirt that's in my hair
is what's keeping it
thicker.
It looks
like that powder that the guys would put on the top. Yeah. I've just got dirt in there.
Yeah,
so I'm like, Jacko.
I get it.
And I'm not changing that.
So that's
you
what
can
I'm
take
saying.
Me to a vet.
Yeah.
And they can
go,
judge the
Michelle,
shit.
We
you haven't washed bags for a while.
Flea on bags. what products are you using?
And I'm like, none. She's using. I don't want her to use anything on me.
It's so hot. And then I'd have to go, shut up, Bags.
Yeah.
Just let me handle it. And so I have to lie. They'll go, when's the last time you washed Jacko and Bags? And I'll just look at both of you and go, I think.
And I've got to speak for Jacko.
Couple of weeks
we
ago.
Don't want to be washed.
No, shut up. I go, a couple of weeks ago, I don't know. I have to lie. And then they're like, okay, what flea product are you using? And I'll go, the good one, one that you guys sell, the really good one, you know, what's your favourite one? Mm. That's the one I use, your favourite one, Doctor. Mm.
Look, have you guys got that gas shit here? Because that's what we want, right? Like, Jacko and I want to get the happy gas and we just want to have a good time.
Not that Jacko has fleas. I want to make that very clear. But that's, the shame that you get. Have you ever had the shame for Joni? Have you ever taken Joni and she's got a flea?
No, but with my cat I had growing up, she just, when she got really old, she wasn't eating a lot.
Yeah.
So every time we'd take her to the vet, she was like super skinny. They were like, are you feeding her? I was like, yeah.
You guys, yeah. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
That's some good checking in on because I'm sure there's some shitty...
Oh, mate, they're right up your ass about everything, believe me.
That's a good thing to be up your ass for, though. Totally. Are you feeding your pet?
Yeah, look.
But like a flea. This is what they're there for.
A flea.
Fleas are there to be on animals, aren't they?
Well, they'll give it their best shot.
They've been doing that for thousands of years.
They'll give it their best shot, absolutely. But you're like, a flea? Like, it's, you know. No. Yeah. Oh, my God, the shaming. Kids, it's even worse, as you can imagine. Mm. Like, when your kid...
has a flea.
Yeah, you're very much, you're shamed about the slightest thing with your kid. Wait till your kid gets nits. Holy Christ.
Come on.
Although, as Nodgy pointed out to me the other day, when we were kids, I don't know, did your school ever do those, like, random checks where... you're just at school, you're a kid, and suddenly someone rocks up and makes you all stand up and they check all your hair for nits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have that at your primary school?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. And they'd weigh you and stuff.
God, no.
Yeah. I remember that.
We had that. We had a nurse and she had it in Hungary as well. So it wasn't obviously just a thing in my town.
Mm.
Yeah, well, they'd come through and just make sure your mum was feeding you and you didn't have nits.
We had the mobile dentist turn up and then all of a sudden just start checking your teeth.
Yeah, but that was awesome because that was free dental care.
Right. It's this class's turn for the dentist today and you'd be out the front sitting outside this little caravan.
The silver caravan.
Silver caravan. Yeah. You'd go in there and there's some lady and a bloke.
Yeah, a lady and a bloke. That was the dentist and his nurse. Mum loved it because it was free dental. She didn't have to take you to the dentist or pay for it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wish they'd bring that back.
Not painful, though.
Who cares, mate? It's free.
In a caravan.
It's free.
You come out of the caravan like, fuck,
that
was...
Oh, you are such a non-parent. It's free and you don't have to take them.
It was traumatising as a child to go into the caravan with the man and the lady.
You're not even there. Wait till you've got your own kids. You're not even there. And it's free.
And they're crying.
I don't know. I'm not there. It's free. Fuck, what I wouldn't give for that. Oh,
how much is dental for children?
It's so expensive. It's expensive for everybody. I took my kids over the holidays and I heard the word braces and I was like, okay, we're leaving now. No one's getting braces.
It's expensive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Your teeth look great,
she's
guys.
She's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
They're
she's
a bit bucked, but they look great.
Yeah. Freddie Mercury sang better.
Yeah.
He always said so. So we're leaving now. She's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good on her, though. I feel so sorry for her, but bloody, what a great story.
Vaping at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's taught her a lesson, a very hard lesson. You know, Big Brother is everywhere. And
it is, isn't it?
I suppose we're telling our kids not to vape, and I'm not, you know, I don't vape or smoke, so I'm not being judgmental.
Yeah.
I do lots of other things. But yeah, at school, it, in retrospect, was probably pushing the envelope a bit.
Mm.
And she paid the price. And she's got detention this weekend.
Imagine if they start putting that into like a hotel, like the Marriott, and it starts shaming the room. 353, you're like, don't vape.
Yeah.
And you're going to come out and go down to reception.
Because that time, I told you that time our fire alarm went off when we were recording this show. That'll be someone smoking in their room, and they do know what room. They will know. And sometimes they charge people for that. It's a matter of time.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Secrets and Sparkles. How's the wig going, mate?
Great, thank you.
It's
just repositioning
an update.
Does it look good?
It does look well, yeah.
No, you prefer the other one. Or don't you like this one at all?
No, I like it. It's just, what's the British lady with the fringe over the face that you'd like? The one that hosts a show that you always talk about on this podcast.
Oh, gosh, but so many.
You've got a lot of fringe.
Yeah,
happening.
Yeah.
Wait, is that annoying?
I went, yeah. No, I like it.
Can
I
you
went
see?
Yeah, of course I can.
It's like an old lady from Mossman's hair.
Oh,
because it's,
is
it's
it?
You know how old ladies have that really.
Well, you hang out in that area. Yeah. I don't know that at
it's
all.
It's like grey.
It's not grey. I feel pink. Like. Again, gosh, you got fucking weird.
Oh, maybe I'm colorblind.
Yeah, you're a bit. A lot of men are. But it's pink again.
Well, it's grey.
See, most
with
women.
Pink through it.
Most older women do wear heavy look. Fringes because they've got wrinkly foreheads. I do not.
Yeah, because of course you go to.
Get a lot of Botox. Yeah, so a lot of women, older ladies, do have fringes, but I do not. But I just thought, is there something kind of, isn't there something kind of sexy about peering out through her hair?
It's mysterious. Yeah, it is mysterious. It's creepy as well.
Is it creepy?
Okay, let's get into the first secret for today.
Michelle, Bags and Matthew, I absolutely love the three of you and love the podcast. My secret is when I was starting out my career in HR, I was assigned the task of reviewing CVs for a really prominent role in a Melbourne-based hospital. And a CV came through for my ex, who was absolutely qualified for the role, but I moved him straight into the unsuccessful tab because he fucked me over. Yeah. So I made sure he didn't even get a look in. I do feel a little bit guilty, but ultimately he cheated on me, so stuff it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's just part and parcel of cheating on someone in HR.
Yeah, the power of HR. Wow. Have you ever applied for a job? Lazy and put a job application in with a resume and all of the effort that you need to go to put it all together, right? And then someone just clicks a button and says, unsuccessful.
I don't remember. If
you don't do it a lot in this kind of industry, but like, isn't that just power?
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
Unsuccessful. Yeah. Successful. Like, you're changing people's lives.
What a great moment when you read the name on it and it's this prick.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you joking?
Unsuccessful.
Oh God, how good is this moment?
Like, the effort for Hugh as the HR person just to go click, right? But he had to get all of his documentation, write a cover letter. Probably ChatGPT did it. But
sure, but still.
He had to do
he
all
wants
this.
The job.
So he spent a good 3 hours on that and you've just clicked.
And you've been able to go, not today.
Not today. Right. Ultimate power.
Oh, so good. Love it. I love it. That's filed. Love it.
Mm.
The power. Good for you. Taking the power back.
Yeah.
Love it.
How does it work in a company? So resumes go to HR first.
Why are you asking me?
Or maybe someone who in HR.
Yeah.
But does it go into HR first before going to the hiring manager, or does the hiring manager get access to that too? My question is, like, does someone else have access to overruling that, or I don't know? You know
no,
what I mean?
Surely not. Sure, because you would think most these places would get heaps of applications, that's what HR's job is.
Yeah, sort through the shit.
Sorting through the shit.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of shitty applications out of university.
A lot of nuts.
Yeah, a lot of nuts. How do you know? Hang on, how do you know they're crazy from
because
a resume?
Because they're writing crazy shit and they can't do this job.
They're not a doctor.
Are you joking? Who is this? She's a fucking comedian from a radio station. She can't do this job. What? Yeah. Get her out of here. Yeah. He doesn't need to. He's the boss. He doesn't need to read this. Then you just, I think, then you just present the four that you think are great.
Shortlist.
The shortlist.
You're there to shortlist it. Yeah, okay,
the
great.
The boss just wants the shortlist. So what I'm saying is she's above the law. There ain't nobody looking over her shoulder. When her ex-boyfriend comes up, she can just go,
HR.
Bye-bye.
That's
fantastic.
Hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hot.
All right, how do you file it?
I love it.
You love it. Let's get into our next secret.
Hi, Michelle. Bags, I have a little story about my working life. My whole working life, I've worked retail, customer service type jobs. I've always been able to put up with the public, even though I don't like people that much. At the beginning of the pandemic, I was working in a supermarket. With all the stupid restrictions on items and such, my customer service face had fucking worn out. So I quit. And I got a job as a school cleaner. One problem. I don't like kids, I don't have kids, and I don't care. So after a few years of putting up with that, plus teachers, principals, and parents, I let that job go. Now I clean an office late at night. Someone stays back, I ignore them. Headphones in, just me, and my thoughts,
and you guys, of course. It's not a glamorous job, but someone's got to do it, and I fucking love it.
How great.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. Good for you. I get it. God, people are just so annoying. Oh, God, I love that. I mean, that should not be a secret. You should be screaming that from the rooftops because more people should just get jobs they like, shouldn't they? And so often in retail and in, you know, you run into people who obviously hate their job and you just think, well, mate, why are you here?
It's usually the politics that fucks the job, right?
So, oh, yeah. But also a lot of people in retail, obviously, I think you get burnt out too.
Yeah.
In retail and in the service industry.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Then it's just like, well, then don't be here.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, don't be an asshole to me. I'm just trying to
make a living.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to buy something or whatever I'm trying to do. Like, come on, man. Just don't be here. Let's all just get jobs. And I totally get what you're saying about, you know, having a job where you're just left alone to just get your task done every night. Fantastic.
I think I would love that. I know that, like, cleaning always sounds a bit like, oh, that's such an annoying job or like a low job, right? Yeah. But the idea of being in a big building, like in a big city, and no one else is in there, and you're just waving around with headphones in with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great job.
My ex did it many years ago, like 20 years ago, and he loved it. It was nighttime.
Yeah.
It would be him and one other person.
Yeah.
Yeah, and loved it. No boss around, no one to deal with.
You'd go through people's files.
No, we never did that. In fact, he cleaned the aquarium for a while. And so I used to get to go inside the aquarium and just wander
in
around.
In the water?
No. Just like the carpet and shit. There's other bits, not just water.
I thought you meant like the window.
No, he wasn't there, like, scuba diving. No. He was just like, would clean the carpet, clean the floor, clean the windows and stuff. And so I got to wander around the aquarium by myself at night.
That's beautiful. Nice. Yeah.
Yes, loved it.
All right, how do you file it?
Perfectly understandable, and I love it. I'm making a duplicate. Hang on, I'll just let Rajneesh know. Mm. We're making a duplicate of that. Mm. WhatsApp. And, we're filing that twice. Yep, done.
And thanks for listening.
He's onto it. Yeah, thank you so much.
This is our next secret.
I was in a relationship with an incredibly abusive, narcissistic man for many years, and we have a child together. I have raised that child solo. He has not been around, has not helped. I've had no child support, as the story goes with these sort of men. So he is on a work visa because he is from another country, and for a few months, I sort of buttered him up, thought I would chat to him again, make him think that I was being nice to him, etc., etc. All the while, I was actually reporting him to immigration and getting all my friends to report him to immigration because he was here illegally. His visa had expired. Cut a long story short, I get a frantic phone call about 2 weeks after we had all dobbed him in. Saying, oh my God, help, border force have just stormed my work and I'm getting kicked out of the country. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Oh, that's so sad. Oh no. Life is so good now. Life is much better. And I no longer live in fear.
Oh man.
Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
Border force, you say?
Oh.
Weird. What did I tell you? We are smarter and patient. I mean, we can wait. We can wait it out.
Stalingrad,
mate. We can play a long game.
Fucking hell,
I really admire a woman who will play a long legal game to just get a man out of her life.
I'm sorry, though. There's got to be easier ways. Isn't there?
To really get him out forever.
Well, that's definitely getting him out
forever.
She's
got him deported.
Yeah. Well, he was here illegally.
Well,
he's mistaken.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
But he's a narcissist. He thinks he's smarter than everybody. Yeah. He thinks he's smarter than her. He thinks he can get away with everything.
I don't know. It's just very
weird.
Weird.
That's weird.
It's just so brutal, isn't it? Because, I mean, like, visas, it's, like, very definite. Like, he's not coming back.
No.
Ever.
No.
And you might change your mind.
No, she's not changing her mind.
Well, with the narcissist, you're not.
Yeah, no. He's abusive.
Yeah.
No, she wants to make sure, because they do. They come back around. Ugh. They keep coming back around. Yeah. You cannot around. Get rid of them. They keep coming back around.
And cockroaches.
So. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So this one's not coming back around.
All right. Well, how do you file that
one? Love it.
Deportation.
Boom.
Border force.
Border force? That is hectic.
At work. How embarrassing.
Like, I love it. I just... Oh,
you love it.
I love it so much. That's weird.
Yeah. Let's get into our final secret for today.
Okay, so recently I was sneaking out of work to hook up with a colleague at a local nature reserve that was just around the corner. It had like a car park. It was pretty secluded, like no playground or anything, no kids. And anyway, so we're in the car park. We're in the car, just having a pash in the front seat. Nothing too wild, just, you know, bit of intimate time. And anyway, I look over and there's this guy with his full-on dick out, viciously, mind you, masturbating next to the car. Anyway, so we threw it in reverse. It took me aback. It's very confronting saying that, especially at lunchtime in a park. Anyway, threw it in reverse, took off. But I felt like I should report this guy because that's sort of like, you know, sexual predator behavior. But I couldn't. I felt like I couldn't because we had been sneaking out of work and it was also a bit of an illicit affair at this point. And I thought, like, if I've got to answer all these questions, things are going to come out. So I feel selfish about it. Like, what if he went on and was doing other deviant behavior? But anyway, it is what it is.
Very easy. Just go to the police and say, hey, I don't want this coming out because we want a secret relationship. You're not doing anything illegal. No worries. Police don't give a shit about that. But this bloke... Viciously
masturbated.
You could tell the police don't talk about my personal life.
I think so. Couldn't you? But again, once it's the cat's out of the bag.
What do you mean? How's the cat getting out of the bag?
Well, I don't know if they. I can't promise you that because they're definitely going to want your name.
And where's that going to go?
Exactly. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. And they're not going to come to work.
If you explain to them, guys, I want to report something. The only reason I'm stopping this is because I'm in a bit of a secret relationship. I don't want anyone to know about it. Cool. You're not doing anything illegal? No worries.
Plus, I'd be tempted to lie and say I was sitting in my car eating my lunch. And this guy was viciously masturbating.
Viciously.
How
do you vicious? And also, why?
Are you joking?
Am I joking?
Yeah, because I'm getting such a visual about that. Yeah, I can understand. Vicious masturbation. Oh, mate. Ow.
But also, midday.
Gross.
There's no time of the day, really, that that's okay. It doesn't, like, you know, it's like.
No, but I, like, have I ever told you, okay? Have I ever told you the schoolies story when I saw a man viciously masturbating at us when me and my girlfriends at schoolies?
Right.
You know, this happens, like men exposing themselves to you. It's so, I know it's weird. Weird, but it's like, and this bloke was in a, you know, we're at Surfers Paradise, so you know how you're in different buildings, but you can see the stairwells, the open stairwells so clearly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we were on our balcony drinking our passion pop, and one of the girls just screamed, and we were like, what? And she pointed, and there was a guy in a stairwell across from us viciously masturbating at us.
Viciously?
Viciously.
And so what do you do?
We're 18 and pissed. We screamed. But we would have anyway. It was like scary. It's like, why?
Well, now you just get your iPhone out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess back in those days you couldn't do that. But now
back in those days we had a box brownie. Yeah. I hear what she's saying. It's like, it's weird. It's scary.
Just report it.
It's like, why just is it scary? But it is.
Yeah.
Because you're right. That is an early behaviour of people who... of sexual offenders.
Righto. If you've got a secret you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. We've got a Patreon now. Live streams are happening. If you want to join those live streams, join the Patreon. You can get that link in the bio as well. We will catch you next Tuesday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.